Bar owners in particular say Madison's two-month-old smoking ban has driven away many customers. Tobacco researchers want proof. David Ahrens from the UW Medical School is checking sales receipts. Businesses have to turn those numbers in to the State Revenue Department for tax purposes. Those figures won't be out for a while. In the meantime, businesses which say they've been hurt by the smoking ban are rallying for repeal. Joe Klensing owns a bar on the outskirts of Madison. He says many of his customers are now someone else's. Some city council members are sympathetic to the claims of lost business. Officials are suggesting a hardship exemption. Klensing says it wouldn't apply to his South Bay bar. Klensing also doesn't like the idea of a public vote on the smoking ban.
Our position has always been no referendum. Let's let our customers, who are the minority out there but are the majority that use our restaurants and bars and eateries, make the decision with their feet.
It just so happens that calls for the ban's repeal come in the wake of prominent cases of lung cancer. Peter Jennings smoked. Christopher Reeves' widow, Dana, did not. The vast majority of lung cancer is smoking-related, and secondhand smoke and its risks are something that Dr. Michael Fiore and others want to emphasize.
This is a health and safety issue. Everyone deserves to be in an environment that's free of known risk.
Tobacco researchers and doctors say the debate over Madison's smoking ban should focus on health, not economics. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.